This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Level 1. Paper DD Advanced 116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen and complete the notes that the woman makes in her notepad.
Good morning, Greenacre Motors. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to come and see the Fiat Panda you've advertised. But I've got a few questions first.
I'm sorry, madam. We sold that this morning.
Oh, what a pity. Have you got anything similar? I'm looking for something small and economical.
We have a Fiat Punto at the same price, or a five-door Skoda. The Punto has three.
I don't really want a Skoda. How many miles has the Punto done, and what colour is it?
Let me see. 42,000. It's in very good condition. It's silver, and the body works perfect.
Is it taxed for the year?
I believe it's taxed for 6 months. It's February now, so it'll be August before you have to renew.
Oh, that's good. What about the service history?
It has a full service history. The last owner was an elderly lady, and she really looked after it.
Great. I'm trying to stick to a budget, and I wonder if you know what insurance category it's in.
Well, you're in luck. It has a small engine, so it's the cheapest insurance category. Band number one.
What size is the engine? I was looking for no more than a 1.2 litre.
Well, it's a little smaller than that. It's actually a 1.1, but that means it'll run more economically.
OK. It sounds like I should come and take a look. Is there anything else I should know about it?
It's an excellent car, but basic. The windows are manual, not electric, and the boot's quite small.
Not a problem. When can I come and look?
We're closed this afternoon. We work half day on Wednesdays, but I can reserve it for tomorrow.
Thanks. I'll come first thing Thursday morning, just after 8. Who am I speaking to, please?
We don't open until 8:30, and my name's Kieran.
With a C or a K?
A K. It's Irish. Then it's I-E-R-A-N.
Thanks. Can I have the postcode so I can put it into my sat-nav? I don't know the area very well.
Yes, it's RH21 5YT. Call us if you can't find us. See you tomorrow.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
Good morning, Greenacre Motors. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to come and see the Fiat Panda you've advertised, but I've got a few questions first.
I'm sorry, madam. We sold that this morning.
Oh, what a pity. Have you got anything similar? I'm looking for something small and economical.
We have a Fiat Punto at the same price, or a five-door Skoda. The Punto has three.
I don't really want a Skoda. How many miles has the Punto done, and what colour is it?
Let me see. 42,000. It's in very good condition. It's silver, and the bodywork's perfect.
Is it taxed for the year?
I believe it's taxed for 6 months. It's February now, so it'll be August before you have to renew.
Oh, that's good. What about the service history?
It has a full service history. The last owner was an elderly lady, and she really looked after it.
Great. I'm trying to stick to a budget, and I wonder if you know what insurance category it's in.
Well, you're in luck. It has a small engine, so it's the cheapest insurance category. Band number one.
What size is the engine? I was looking for no more than a 1.2 litre.
Well, it's a little smaller than that. It's actually a 1.1, but that means it'll run more economically.
OK. It sounds like I should come and take a look. Is there anything else I should know about it?
It's an excellent car, but basic. The windows are manual, not electric, and the boot's quite small.
Not a problem. When can I come and look?
We're closed this afternoon. We work half day on Wednesdays, but I can reserve it for tomorrow.
Thanks. I'll come first thing Thursday morning, just after 8. Who am I speaking to, please?
We don't open until 8:30, and my name's Kieran.
With a C or a K?
A K. It's Irish. Then it's I-E-R-A-N.
Thanks. Can I have the postcode so I can put it into my sat-nav? I don't know the area very well.
Yes, it's RH21 5YT. Call us if you can't find us. See you tomorrow.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. You are going to hear someone reading the news. From the information you hear, you must tick whether the statements are true, false, or the speaker doesn't say. Remember that to be true, a statement must be correct in every detail, according to what you hear. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Good afternoon. This is the news read by Joe Langardi. Teachers across the country will go on strike tomorrow. They are protesting over their pay, which has not risen since 2011, and they want a salary increase of 7%. Over 3,000 secondary schools will be affected by the 24-hour strike on Wednesday. They will reopen as normal on Thursday. Primary schools will not be affected by the strike action. More strikes are expected in April. Civic Animal Rescue needs your help. A dog was found on Misty Mountain yesterday by a group of climbers. It had no identification and no microchip. However, it is a Tibetan Mastiff, one of the most expensive dog breeds in the world. Therefore, rescuers fear the dog has got lost rather than been abandoned. It is in general good health and wearing a blue collar with 4 gold stars. Please contact Animal Rescue with any information to help reunite dog and owner. The Solent Sound Festival starts tonight. Over 40,000 music lovers will attend the 3-day festival which is now the South's most popular event. Tickets are £35 a day. You can still get tickets for Friday and Saturday. Sunday is completely sold out. Watch footage live on South TV at 9 p.m. And finally, the weather. It will stay bright across the whole of the region with long sunny spells. Temperatures should reach 26 degrees this weekend, perfect for the festival, and certainly higher than average for this time of year.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Good afternoon. This is the news read by Joe Langardi. Teachers across the country will go on strike tomorrow. They are protesting over their pay, which has not risen since 2011, and they want a salary increase of 7%. Over 3,000 secondary schools will be affected by the 24-hour strike on Wednesday. They will reopen as normal on Thursday. Primary schools will not be affected by the strike action. More strikes are expected in April. Civic Animal Rescue needs your help. A dog was found on Misty Mountain yesterday by a group of climbers. It had no identification and no microchip. However, it is a Tibetan Mastiff, one of the most expensive dog breeds in the world. Therefore, rescuers fear the dog has got lost rather than been abandoned. It is in general good health and wearing a blue collar with four gold stars. Please contact Animal Rescue with any information to help reunite dog and owner. The Solent Sound Festival starts tonight. Over 40,000 music lovers will attend the three-day festival, which is now the South's most popular event. Tickets are £35 a day. You can still get tickets for Friday and Saturday. Sunday is completely sold out. Watch footage live on South TV at 9 p.m. And finally, the weather. It will stay bright across the whole of the region with long sunny spells. Temperatures should reach 26 degrees this weekend, perfect for the festival, and certainly higher than average for this time of year.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. You are going to hear people talking in five different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about a holiday he has just taken.
It was really enjoyable, and the guides were great. You could just relax and concentrate on the scenery, safe in the knowledge that they knew the landscape perfectly. They weren't very talkative, but they were able to answer any questions, however unusual. They'd obviously done this job for years and were far fitter than the rest of us. We were sometimes desperate for a break long before they allowed us to stop. You have to be prepared to rough it, as the accommodation is quite basic. But you quickly get used to the simplicity of the food. You just eat as the locals do, which is basically a repeat of the day before. A bit tasteless, perhaps, but more than enough to go round.
Speaker 2. You will hear a school receptionist talking to a parent.
Hello. Sorry to bother you at work. Please don't worry, but there's been a problem with Harry at school. It's nothing serious, but he slipped in the corridor and hurt his knee. Some other boys brought him to the medical room. It's swollen, and I don't think he'll be able to play football on Saturday. I'm sorry. I know he was looking forward to it. You don't need to take him home. The nurse looked at it, but she says he should just try and keep it still for 3 days and rest it. Harry says you bring him to school in the car, so that shouldn't be a problem. After that, he should be almost back to normal. No sport for a fortnight.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking about a trip he went on recently.
I was really excited when they asked me to go to Florida. It was my first conference overseas, you see, and a really big one. Usually these things last a day or two at most, but this one was a 4-day event. Amazing! I took a couple of days holiday as well. In total, that was 6 days away from the office and in such a beautiful part of the world. Well, everything was marvellous. They had the best speakers from the top American universities, and the accommodation and meals were superb, way better than the stuff they serve up at conferences at home. Even the weather was okay. The only negative point for me was getting there. We had to fly economy all the way to America. I expected business class at the very least. It took us 2 days to get over it.
Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about the meal she had last night.
Well, John and I have been married for 4 years. He took me to that Italian restaurant down on the seafront with tables overlooking the water. It's so nice to get away from the city at the end of a working day. The added bonus is that our flat's just around the corner, so we didn't need to book a taxi afterwards. I had the most delicious fish soup, followed by pasta with spinach, but John didn't like his meal at all. He usually loves Italian because it's so healthy, but he said that the meat was overdone. He didn't complain because he just wanted me to enjoy my evening, which I did. The prices were really reasonable, so he says he'll give it another try. Perhaps he was just unlucky that time.
Speaker 5. You will hear a student talking about a course he is about to go on.
Language skills are so important now, especially if you want to get a good job. So that's why I decided to enroll on the Fast Track Spanish course. My dad still has some family in Madrid, but I can't speak a word, so it's time that changed. My friend Suki took the course 6 months ago, and it really helped her language. She told me about it at school. I was looking into doing an online course, but she changed my mind. I'm going to take the Super Intensive Fast Track. There are cheaper courses. The primary starter's only €150. But I think Super Intensive is best for me. It costs €220. Luckily, my dad's going to pay because I've just lost my part-time job. The most expensive course is €450, but he can't afford that right now.
Number
Now listen to the third part of the test again. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about a holiday he has just taken.
It was really enjoyable and the guides were great. You could just relax and concentrate on the scenery, safe in the knowledge that they knew the landscape perfectly. They weren't very talkative, but they were able to answer any questions, however unusual. They'd obviously done this job for years and were far fitter than the rest of us. We were sometimes desperate for a break long before they allowed us to stop. You have to be prepared to rough it, as the accommodation is quite basic. But you quickly get used to the simplicity of the food. You just eat as the locals do, which is basically a repeat of the day before. A bit tasteless, perhaps, but more than enough to go round.
Speaker 2. You will hear a school receptionist talking to a parent.
Hello, sorry to bother you at work. Please don't worry, but there's been a problem with Harry at school. It's nothing serious, but he slipped in the corridor and hurt his knee. Some other boys brought him to the medical room. It's swollen, and I don't think he'll be able to play football on Saturday. I'm sorry. I know he was looking forward to it. You don't need to take him home. The nurse looked at it, but she says he should just try and keep it still for 3 days and rest it. Harry says you bring him to school in the car, so that shouldn't be a problem. After that, he should be almost back to normal. No sport for a fortnight.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking about a trip he went on recently.
I was really excited when they asked me to go to Florida. It was my first conference overseas, you see, and a really big one. Usually these things last a day or two at most, but this one was a 4-day event. Amazing! I took a couple of days holiday as well. In total, that was 6 days away from the office and in such a beautiful part of the world. Well, everything was marvellous. They had the best speakers from the top American universities, and the accommodation and meals were superb, way better than the stuff they serve up at conferences at home. Even the weather was okay. The only negative point for me was getting there. We had to fly economy all the way to America. I expected business class at the very least. It took us 2 days to get over it.
Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about the meal she had last night.
Well, John and I have been married for 4 years. He took me to that Italian restaurant down on the seafront with tables overlooking the water. It's so nice to get away from the city at the end of a working day. The added bonus is that our flat's just around the corner, so we didn't need to book a taxi afterwards. I had the most delicious fish soup, followed by pasta with spinach, but John didn't like his meal at all. He usually loves Italian because it's so healthy, but he said that the meat was overdone. He didn't complain because he just wanted me to enjoy my evening, which I did. The prices were really reasonable, so he says he'll give it another try. Perhaps he was just unlucky that time.
Speaker 5. You will hear a student talking about a course he is about to go on.
Language skills are so important now, especially if you want to get a good job. So that's why I decided to enroll on the Fast Track Spanish course. My dad still has some family in Madrid, but I can't speak a word, so it's time that changed. My friend Suki took the course 6 months ago, and it really helped her language. She told me about it at school. I was looking into doing an online course, but she changed my mind. I'm going to take the super intensive fast track. There are cheaper courses. The primary starters only 150 euros. But I think super intensive is best for me. It costs 220. Luckily, my dad's going to pay because I've just lost my part-time job. The most expensive course is 450 euros, but he can't afford that right now.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.